Board of Supervisors will come out of closed session, and we're going to report out on that, please, Ms. Natalie.
Yes, the board went into closed session at 8:30 a.m. and came out of closed session at 9:05 a.m. with no reportable action taken.
And Supervisor Hout joined us at 8:45. Okay, got that? All right, with that, we'll start with the flag salute. Supervisor Hout.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Bradley, good to have you here this morning.
All right. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for opportunity to gather to conduct business of the county. We truly give thanks to you for all who participate, for all who serve. And Father, we just look at what you do and the blessings in our lives because you care about us. I pray for all of the actions today, the discussions, that there will be meaningful discussion and important issues can be dealt with. And Father, that our county would continue to move forward as we serve the citizens. And all these things, we would truly give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chaplain. Take a roll call, and I'm sorry I didn't saw that earlier, Ms. Wendy.
Oh, no, I had it down after the end of the
meeting. I know.
All righty. Supervisor Hout.
Present.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
I'm here.
Supervisor Chris.
Present.
Supervisor Ogren.
I'm here.
And Supervisor Coxett.
Here.
All righty.
All right. We're going to move to item six, which is presentations from the public. First off, if any of you have not filled out one of these blue cards and wish to speak to the board, they're right over here. If you want to get one of those ready as we read the presentation from the public, do it. This time, this slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented, if so desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. And we'll start with Cynthia Siever. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Cynthia Siever. I'm here because I work for IHSS Income Support Services. I take care of the elderly and disabled people. And here a few months ago, I had a client that we walked in and found him on the floor. He had been there for 15 hours. He had had a stroke. And of course, my job was to call 911, and he was picked up, put in the hospital, and was put in a nursing home for 6 weeks. And as a caretaker, that's what we do. It's not easy when we see people like that, but we have to deal with it. And you know, we have to, it's hard for us to do this. And we do it for $16 an hour. People at McDonald's make 20. They don't have to deal with this. We do. And it's hard. We can walk in and find them not even breathing. It's very emotional. And it hurts. I had a friend, I knew him for 31 years, walked in and found an oxygen hose on the floor. Nobody there. The lady across the street told me he had died the night before. It's not fair. I mean, I don't know what else to say to you guys. You know, I mean, we want, you know, sure, we want to raise, you know, but I mean, this is what we have to go through. You know, I mean, it's hard to explain to you people, you know, what we actually have to go through unless you're there to see it. You know, it's not easy. But this is what we deal with. I just had to deal with two people, you know, just less than a week ago. You know, a couple of people that were in their early 20s came in and read me something terrible. They were willing to help out one client in the house, but was willing to let the other client go hungry. Wouldn't even fix her meds. Wouldn't do nothing for her. Wouldn't even feed her. I had to turn her into my supervisor. I mean, it got that bad. She was in her late 80s. I just, you know, this is not right. She didn't deserve it. This lady deserved hours. She deserved something more than letting her starve. This is what I have to go through. This is what all of us caregivers have to go through. And it's not right. This should not be going on. But this is what's happening in your community. We're the ones that know. We're the ones out there dealing with these people and dealing with nasty people that think that they know what's going on, and they don't. They're not there. We are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. William Seaver.
William A. Seaver. I'm a former provider for IHSS. And what I'm here to do is to tell you or emphasize to you what it is to be the relationship between provider and recipient. It's a very special relationship. One that I'll bring up real quick is I had one on Southtown to walk, talk, have a hygiene problem, have a problem with certain people, but whatever. I fell for him very much so. He was very close, no bit. Christmas of last year, he decided against orders to take his car and crash off 96, killing himself, which was very shattering for me to have to experience. Prior to that, I had one that was in Hawkinsville, and when they amputated her one leg, she basically gave up, and she was looking for support, and all I could do was to try to be there when she needed me. With the limited amount of hours I had, I did what I could. She's no longer with us also. The point of the conversation is we care more about our people than most people do in their everyday lives. They are part of us. They're almost like a family to us. We make sure that we emphasize the caring and loving environment that their family should be doing for them, and unable to or unwilling to do so. For that, you know, I think we deserve utmost respect and admiration because what we do is what others will not do or can't do. And we are very much unique in that situation that there's not enough of us to cover it, so we are spread very thin, a lot of us, and quite a time. I will be returning to it as soon as I have my heart surgery. They won't let me go back to go get the new pacemaker, at which point I will be going back to doing what I did before and taking care of these people that can't take care of themselves properly. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Jacob, is it?
It's okay. It's a lot of letters, no worries.
I couldn't tell, sorry.
That's A-okay. I might as well have written it in cursive. Sorry.
It's all right. Good morning.
Good morning. Jacob Hibbets, SEIU 2015. My better half has been a provider for over a decade, and IHSS has saved and extended the lives of my in-laws. That's what this program does. It is not only amazing to save people's lives, but also to save public servants like you and the coffers that you hold the keys to save that money, right? Instead of having them institutionalized, instead of having it be something the county pays huge amounts of money for each individual person who needs care, you get to keep people in their own home. You get to be able to provide dignity. And we were starting negotiations a while back. We wanted to revamp, we wanted to reiterate that we are reintroducing ourselves with some new folks to do it the way that we believe in our gut and in our heart is going to be the way that we can work together. So I want to reintroduce ourselves to you, reintroduce our cause to you, reintroduce the needs that we have in our community, because you hold the keys to that. So the hard work that a lot of our folks do, whether they live in Siskiyou or where I live in Lassen County, they deserve to be able to feed their families just like anyone else. The hard work that they provide to feed their families, to pay their bills, those are all things that are universal for all of us. Well, I would hope all of us. And I just want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being observant. I want to thank you for being respectful and observant. The work that you do is careful, right? It has to be careful, it has to be thought out, and it has to be worthwhile for everyone. And I can assure you that the work that we're doing for bargaining will meet you at that point. We want to meet you where you're at so we can have those conversations and that we can carry on even past our first contract to make home care better together. That's the whole point of it all. So I want to thank you for hearing us. I want to thank you for being here. And I want to thank our folks that showed up today, because it takes a lot of bravery. We had another person who had to leave, was right out there with us this morning, who had to leave because she had an emergency with the recipient she has. So that's what it is, right? You, like the drop of a hat, something like if something happened to you, if your family and they're in the hospital and there's no one else to go, you're showing up because that's the dedication that you have. And that's the type of dedication that these people bring, people that oftentimes they don't even know, right? They could be neighbors, they could be friends, they could be family members, but oftentimes they're people they don't know. So thank you to people that I do not know. I want to thank you. I want to jump into it. Everybody here has been incredibly professional and welcoming, and I want to extend that to you as well from the union. Thank you.
Thank you. Clayton Raposa.
Thank you. Excellent. My team got me covered.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today, board?
Good.
So my name is Clayton Raposa. The reason why I'm here is I'm going to be taking over negotiations for this IHSS contract. I just want to come and tell you guys a little bit about myself. I was born and raised in Redding. I've lived my whole life in Northern California. I love the area. One of the biggest problems for our area is there's no money. A lot of jobs, good paying jobs have gone. A lot of jobs out here are minimum wage. It's hard, you know, it's kind of an impoverished area. So my goal has been to bring as much money into the North State as I possibly can. I understand that our counties are really tight. They don't have a lot of money to spend. But the IHSS program, you know, you invest 14 cents into it, and the Fed and State, they'll put in 86 cents. So you get a pretty good bang for your buck. And I just want to come and tell you guys kind of a little bit of what I'm here for. I want to see us get a little bit of money, hopefully for the folks in the county. Whatever we can work on, we can do. I want to put forward an attitude of we're willing to work with you guys. We want to make a deal, and we want to have a good working relationship. I was born and raised here. I'm not going anywhere. I've negotiated contracts, IHSS, and nursing home all over Northern California, and I really enjoy working with our people up here. So just want to introduce myself and give you guys a face to the name, and hopefully we can come to something pretty quick. So,
thank you. Marissa Moore.
I think you called me. Marissa, I'm sorry, couldn't get over my daughter. Hi, board. I'm honored to be here. My name is Marissa, actually Martinez Mora. So I'm from Trinity County. I'm an IHSS care provider, and I work very closely with the union. I'm a single mom, and I'm here to support the Siskiyou County IHSS care providers. And I'm from a far northern small county also. I just want to let you guys know, you guys have heard today about what it takes to be a caregiver and the effortless, tireless, strength, love, endurance that we give our recipients. And I just really hope that that appeals to your heart when you sign this contract. This is a very different type of union. We like to resemble the people that we take care of. So, for instance, Clayton and Jacob, they're our organizers, And they try to always be mindful about us, the caregivers, because they don't want to come off aggressive. None of us want to be aggressive. We want to, you know, come off in a positive manner. So I'm just hoping that you guys really appeal to the human side of this, appeal to your humanity, and just know that these are human beings that we're trying to give the reestablish dignity to them, so that they know that they can stay in the homes that they love. So that they know that no matter what surgery they had, whether they fell and hurt their hip, whether they were born with a disability, that they can still be in that family home, that they can still be cared for. And we very much are very, very similar to first responders. Most times when a client gets discharged from the hospital, we have to pick them up. Most times when we hear stories from our recipients, when they walk into work and their recipient's fallen and they've been there for a long time, that's not the only story I've heard, especially in this far northern counties. People move up here to get away from things and to have a wonderful life, and then they get to a point where they can't do much. They have property, they have a whole lot of stuff going on, and it's a humbling fact that they need help. It's really hard. Sometimes our IHSS care providers in the winter have to shovel snow. They have to chop wood because wood is the only source of heat for their clients. Getting paid $15.50 an hour, or now $16 an hour, is really, really, it's hard. I wouldn't pay anybody $15 or $16 an hour to come chop wood for me. That's a laborious job. And let alone to make my food and to do my dishes and to help me do regular tasks at the house that I can't do. I just, please, I implore you to appeal to the humanity of this and just see that these are people in your county that need help and love. And see the people who are giving those people that help and love with respect. That's all I ask. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else in-house? Seeing none. Any online for public comment?
Sure, none online.
I'll give it just a second, because there seems to be a little delay sometimes. Last call for online. Okay,